Qualifies Recruiter of the Month. That's next on the RecTech Podcast.
Welcome to RecTech, the podcast where recruiting and technology intersect. Each month, you'll hear from vendors shaping the recruiting world, along with recruiters who'll tell you how they use technology to hire talent. Now, here's your host, the mad scientist of online recruiting, Chris Russell.
Hey again, RecTechies. Welcome to the only podcast that helps employers and recruiters connect with more candidates through technology-inspired conversations. Mastering recruiting technology is the key to hiring great talent. That's why my show exists. Welcome to a new monthly series on the podcast. I'm teaming up with the team over at Qualify, a hiring platform that helps recruiters screen, score, schedule, and interview talent before they go cold. Each month, they pick a recruiter of the month. And for June, that recruiter is Kathleen Armbruster. She joins me now from Indianapolis. She currently serves as the Director of Talent Acquisition at a design firm called Studio Science. Kathleen has significantly contributed to the evolution of recruiting practices within the company, and her strategies have notably included the integration of all functional groups to foster a culture of accountability and efficiency, which has significantly sped up the hiring process. Let me read to you what her COO says about her. Quote, Kathleen embodies our company values and culture so completely, she's like the front porch of our organization. Her passion for people and knack for storytelling has not only enhanced our industry presence, but has made her instrumental in attracting top-tier talent. Kathleen, that's a great intro. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And thanks again for Qualify nominating me or giving me the award, and my boss, John, our COO, for nominating me. I appreciate that.
Nice. So I guess let's start by your career path. Just how'd you get into this space? How long you've been here and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so it's really not a unique story. Honestly, I was one of those HR people that then just was turned into a recruiter. I think what's important, though, to call out is I really wanted to do recruiting. It wasn't that I fell in it. It was pretty calculated. I knew from the minute that I did it and the minute I got my first hire from talking to them on the phone to a signed offer that I really wanted to do that. I got bit by the bug, and it's not lost on me how impactful it is to hire people. And it never has been in almost 15 years. And it was 2010. I started at Target. I had been there for about 5 years already doing customer service. And then I was in an HR role at the store starting in about 2010. And it was really cool because I started to see them hire those really big groups of people for seasonal hiring. And I was like, how can I do that job? That sounds like fun. That looks like fun. I want to do that. So I talked to store leadership and they said, sure, interview, here's this opportunity, go for it. So I did that. I got the job and then I started doing it. And it was a lot of fun to do that kind of work. And then I just kept saying, I want to keep doing that kind of work. And I was always in these HR roles though. Like I couldn't break into just a full-time recruiter role. That was very tough for me. And I had a lot of people tell me you're too HR to do recruiting. I was like, well, man, that really stinks because I really want to do that. But something that about me, I'm really tenacious. I'm very determined. I'm very motivated. I'm very resourceful. And it's not that I won't take no for an answer. I don't really like that tagline being associated with me, but if I really want to do something, I'm really just going to keep working to figure that out. And, I finally did. And after several HR roles that always had a piece of recruiting as part of them, I found myself into the director of talent acquisition at Studio Science. That's where I'm at now.
Do you remember your first hire? Going back to when you first became a recruiter?
It probably was a cashier at Target. I remember very early ones, and I'm still friends with a lot of them and have watched their careers grow. So hiring a seasonal cashier at a Target store, and there's one of them that's running a Target store now. She's always been there. There's another one that's in HR at another large organization in Indianapolis where I'm located. So I don't remember like specifically what was my first one, but it was probably a cashier at Target for seasonal help for sure.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. It sounds like a pretty good learning experience too for you. Like what was your big takeaway from that experience at Target?
Honestly, it was a combination of the things because really, I think what my unique point of view for recruiting is and what I bring to the table is this like very big commitment to the other human on the other. Like it's never lost on me that I'm talking to another human and how can I make their experience in recruiting better and getting hired better and talking to me better, because they're ultimately trying to get a job here. And how can I help facilitate that to make it the best experience? And that's really just customer service. And that got really ingrained in me in the first 5 years of my Target career. And then that just got pulled over into, well, now it's HR and recruiting. So those are some of the biggest takeaways that it's still just there. And now it's natural. And now that's just part of me and who I am. It's innate, but that's ultimately some of the biggest things. I think my career would be very different if I wouldn't have started at Target and was there for 10 years and then took customer service into HR and recruiting and moved it along.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So describe what Studio Science does first for us.
Yeah, Studio Science does a lot of things, and they're actually a company on their own transition right now. If you asked what we did 2 years ago, they would have been the best design consultants that people could get in helping them design anything from a great website, commerce website, marketing website, any kind of marketing collateral. And now that's really shifted to being more still that, but also just customer experience in general. And any kind of design that you can think of, Studio Science is putting their hands into, and really have a lot of great strategists on the team and designers on the team making that happen. They're doing that though with Salesforce technology, a couple other strategic technology partnerships we have set up, but Salesforce is probably one of the biggest that we have. But we've got some very gifted, not only designers, but also technologists. So it's a really unique company that blends design plus technology together. And it's got some of the best people there. Studio Science recently about a year ago, acquired the company I was with. So I was actually part of an acquisition into the company, which was a unique experience for me. It's one that, while it can be tough to be a part of an acquisition, I'm very thankful and excited that I stayed around and worked into the organization and found the spot for me and was just surrounded by really great top-notch people doing that. That's not always the case in an acquisition, and that was absolutely the case in this one. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. So how many employees do you have now, and how many do you typically hire each year?
Would
you
say? Yeah, we've got 70-ish people right now, and we're geographically dispersed all in the United States, but we're coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. There's a large percentage in Indianapolis, Indiana, where our headquarters is at, but we've got people everywhere. And each year, we probably add anywhere from 10 to 15 full-time headcount. But we also lean heavily into contractors, a contractor network that I'm also a part of helping develop and engage and bring on. So actually, timely that we're talking about this, because I just did an internal presentation for the team this week, and I've pulled all of my metrics. And actually, in the last 8 months, we've onboarded headcount of 27 people. It was a breakout of contractors and full time, but headcount's headcount. And that's a lot of people to onboard in 8 months and interview and hire. So but full-time headcount, about 10 to 15 people a year.
Okay.
Looking for your next HR technology role? Go to your browser, type in hrtechjob.com, and browse hundreds of jobs with the best HR technology vendors. HR tech professionals finally have a dedicated job marketplace to find work or be found. Sign up for job alerts or post a resume. Discover jobs with companies like Workday, Phenom, HiBob, Deel, and more. You'll even find HR tech roles with employers in case you want to work with managing HCM or HRIS platforms. HR Tech Job, the only job market for HR technology careers. Join us at hrtechjob.com.
So what kind of strategies did you put in place there making the merger, or talk about some of the stuff you've been doing lately on a recruiting standpoint?
I put a lot of just basic general process in place, rather than it being talk to this person, this person, this person, this person. It's a lot of lining that up on the front end and being very clear on
your team of one, by the way, or do you have?
Yes, I'm a team of one. That's also probably important to understand. It is just me. So that, and that's really why I lean into the strategy pretty heavily of efficiency and process, because otherwise I'm not going to make it through. None of us are going to make it through from, hey, we have something to hire to offer. So it was a lot of putting in some basic structure. Like, okay, we've got these types of roles, whether it's a UX designer or a graphic designer or a Salesforce developer or a front-end developer, it doesn't matter. I'm going to screen the candidates. I'm going to then pass them to a hiring manager and then maybe a panel interview with peers and then maybe a final interview. We're not going to do more than that many steps. We're going to know what we're talking about when we head into those interviews. We're going to know the conversations we're having. It's not enough for us and to my expectations that we're just showing up and being like, hey, let's just talk about stuff. No, it's a very guided conversation. And I think people always say it does feel like it's a conversation. It's not a rigid, like, back and forth interview, but we've prepared heavily on the front end to make sure that that's how it feels, but we're also getting the information out of it. So I coach our hiring managers and our hiring teams very closely on, hey, let's stick to this process. It's going to get us through. It's our roadmap. It's going to get us through from we have an opening to we have a signed offer and somebody's going to join our team. I don't know how we would be successful without some pretty rigorous process that way. Because I'm a team of one person.
Oh, very cool. I know that feeling. I was a team of one in my first recruiting job. Yeah. What's your ETS there or hiring software?
Yeah, we use Greenhouse and I've been using that since the summer of 2022. So I think I'm in my second year of using Greenhouse and getting that fully implemented. Really just try and leverage that technology pretty heavily because I have to. I'm one person, but it's like the Cadillac of systems. So the things that drew me into it were like the CRM that it provides and also the integration with LinkedIn that it provides. And then we also actually use the onboarding tool as well. So when a candidate is hired, they move over to onboarding and we have a lot of cool stuff built out that kind of guides the new hire from being a candidate to actually being, hey, I'm going to join this company and here's all the cool things that's great about joining. So, and keeps us organized, keeps us all organized too.
Any other tools at all?
I have LinkedIn Recruiter. I use a LinkedIn Recruiter seat. That's helpful, right? Honestly, if I didn't have a great ATS and a LinkedIn Recruiter seat, it would be a tough recruiting role to fill. Yep. But having those two tools are what I have and what I use the most of. And I'm thankful that Studio Science has invested in those tools so that I can have the tools that I need. I've worked in other HR and recruiting jobs where I don't have as many great tools and we haven't invested heavily in those. And it's not fun. Yeah.
Do you source much yourself or do you rely on job advertising? Where are your hires coming from? Give me some sense of that.
Yeah, no, it honestly comes a lot from our network. Studio Science, 70 people, the people that are in our leadership roles, some of them have worked together before at different companies, have come together, or maybe there's a couple different companies they've come to. So very strong networks, full of really great people. So it's not that you can't get hired at Studio Science unless you know somebody. That's absolutely not it. But we are a small team and almost every full-time person we add is a foundational type of role. And when you know that somebody, you've worked with somebody, you've seen them in action, you can see that and you bring them in, that's a pretty powerful hire. But I do a good deal of sourcing when I need to, and we've onboarded people that are outside those networks and they've come in and they've done phenomenal work. But I think if I had to have a breakdown, and I'm probably sure I've got the metric somewhere, it's a lot of it is through our networks. Secondary would probably be through like sourcing, which is really just loosely through our networks too. So
interesting. Okay. You mentioned the candidate experience earlier. I'm curious, how do you think about the candidate experience as a team of one, and maybe giving one example of, what that's like at your company?
Yeah. The candidate experience is very grounded in remembering that you're talking to humans and you're dealing with humans. I myself have job searched like 7 times in the last 8 years or something. I've job searched a lot. I've been with Studio Science in this group for almost 2.5 years now. I'll be approaching 3 in the fall. But before that, I job searched a lot and I was a part of a lot of different interview processes and I saw some really great stuff and I saw some really not great stuff. So what I really try and do in making a candidate experience awesome is timely communication, committing to following up and getting information that they need and being transparent with that. And saying, I don't know if I don't know, and not just leaving people. It's a lot of just being a good communicator. And maybe that sounds like super cheesy or like, duh, but I've been in recruiting processes where I have no idea what's going on and I don't know where I stand. And if we're going to talk to somebody and seriously add them to our team full time, they're going to, I want the best representation of that for them coming in. So they know what they're getting into. And they're like, yeah, these people are good. This is what I'm going to experience when I get hired. I don't take it lightly. And it's probably something I could talk about a lot, but a lot of it comes from just remembering maybe really bad or really good experiences I've had in other interview processes when I've been a job seeker and what was good. So,
yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because you know, the job search today, it still sucks for a lot of people out there. And, you know, even like, do you do things like, for instance, do you make sure that every candidate that applies gets a yes or no in a timely manner?
Yeah, that can be tough to manage as a team of one. Opening up a project manager role, get about 400 applications. That's tough, right? That's a very tough thing to manage. But I do keep a pretty high standard for myself of making sure that it's a yes or no. And then if we talk to somebody, if you actually talk to a human, if I do, if they move several steps in, it's getting feedback about where they're at in that process and if they're moving forward or not. That, especially if we've actually had human connection, for sure.
Yeah. Very cool. What was your best day as a recruiter?
Oh, well, that's kind of
something
tough.
Come to mind.
Honestly, it might have been when I got the job at Revelant Technologies or RevTech 360. I was hired as their director of talent in September of 2021. They had just received private equity investment. There was a, we were going to, the plans were to grow the company. And I was brought in as the first full-time kind of HR and recruiting person that they'd ever had on that team. It was a small organization, lifestyle business, full of wonderful, great people, but they had just never had a Kathleen. They had never had an HR and recruiter on the team full-time. So I joined that team and I was number 21. And I had never been a part of a company that small, but I was working for a great CEO. I was working with a business that had a very great brand in the space that we were in. And I didn't know a lick about MuleSoft, and that's what we were hiring a lot of stuff for. So I had to develop a network and I had to meet a lot of people and I had to really get out of my comfort zone of, I don't know anything about this technology. I don't know anybody that uses technology and learn a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And I think when I did all of that and moved about 6 months into that job, I was like, wow, I really can do a lot of stuff. Those people that said I couldn't be a recruiter were wrong. They were just wrong. And this is fantastic. And this is fun. And that's probably some of my best memories. Also, winning this award was fun. So that's good too. That's a pretty recent memory. So
nice. What's your biggest challenge today as a team of one?
It's not just being a team of one. I think it's being a team of one in a business that's in growth mode and coming into their own and dealing with this economy and knowing what kind of, knowing, you know, the different partnerships that we have set up, what are they doing? It's really that, because that really, if I go down a path of, okay, we're going to hire this role and we're going to do this, I could spend a lot of time that is essentially wasted. And what I try and really hone in on with our team and be very repetitive with our team is, hey, keep me close, keep me in the loop so that I don't just go down a path too far and not know what I'm doing. I think that's probably the hardest part, is like knowing where to put all of my heartbeats and knowing where to put all of my time in a daily, in a weekly, in a monthly basis. So I can look back and be like, okay, great. We got some better metrics. We hired the roles we needed. We were successful. We being me, I don't know why I'm saying we, but being me, that's what it is just getting really aligned with the business. Yeah.
Who was the last person you hired and how did you find them?
I think technically the last person was a contractor through a staffing agency. So that's not very fun, but let's use the last full-time hire we had. The last full-time hire we had was through some people in our company. We hired them and they had a great reputation in the space and we needed to add them to our team. How about I tell you about my most exciting one that I'm most proud of for the last? This is one of my favorite stories to tell. So it's almost been 2 years since this person joined our team. And I told you, I didn't know anything about MuleSoft. That was what we did a lot of at Revelant Technologies. And I had to develop a network. And I had done a really good job at this. Like, I talked to anybody and everybody that would talk to me about MuleSoft, I would talk to them and learn and just meet other people. And one day I'm on LinkedIn and this person messages me and they say, "So I hear you're looking for MuleSoft architects." And I was like, "You better believe I am looking for it. Do you know somebody?" And they're like, "Yeah, I'm available." And that person, the rest is history, right? We hired, we needed somebody, we hired them. They had heard about me through their brother, who I was nice to and gave some resources to, and they pushed him to me. And then we hired that person. They're still on our team. In fact, it's a unique situation because I told you we're mostly work with people. Our team is in the United States continental. This person was in Canada. Mm-hmm. So we even had to come up with like a way to hire them on a contractual basis and make an arrangement that way, because we weren't expanding internationally. But they have been on our team and they have been a really strong contributor, a wonderful friend. And I just think it's funny that I was just on LinkedIn one day and
whenever they come to you, that's a win. That's a
right
win.
Because of the work you had done out there networking. So I love that story and the wonderful member of our team. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think we'll end it there, Kathleen. That was a great way to end.
Good. Perfect.
Interview. It was great to meet you. Congrats on the Recruiter of the Month award, and we appreciate your efforts out there. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That will do for this episode of the RecTech Podcast. Be sure to follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, via the RecTech Media handle. See every podcast, video, and blog we publish. Also, if you have a TA professional in mind for the Qualify Recruiter of the Month award, go to qualify.hr and nominate them today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And remember, always be recruiting. See you next time.
Another episode of RecTech is in the books. Follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Russell or visit RecTechMedia.com, where you can find the audio and links for this show on our blog. RecTech Media helps keep employers and recruiters up to date through our podcasts, webinars, and articles. So be sure to check out our other sites, recruiting headlines, and HR podcasters to stay on top of recruiting industry trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon on the next episode of RecTech, the Recruiting Technology Podcast.